I'm Pops.
And I'm Rick.
And we're back.
You know it.
How you doing, son?
I'm all right, man.
Good day?
Shit, it was all right.
I had a rough one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did a little manual labor.
Oh, that's my dude.
Yeah, yeah. I did a little manual.
I pay him well.
Yeah, but it was good because it didn't rain. Everywhere we went that we stopped to say something to somebody, mm-hmm. Man, it rained so hard. And I'm like, fuck, not one drop of rain where I was at. Not one. So that was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good. And it freaking looks fantastic.
All your work?
Yeah.
Good, man.
Yeah, it looks good. But fuck manual labor.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But I mean, after a good day of manual labor, it helps to kick back and maybe do something a little relaxing, huh?
Like we're doing right now.
Yeah, right now. But I meant what we're doing this weekend, homie.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that would bring this shirt into. Wait, can you see the picture? Can you see the shirt? I'm a fishing grandpa, and this weekend we're going to knock it out the park.
We're going fishing for Father's Day. It's a little late, but fuck it. We're going to knock it out on Saturday, man.
Yeah, and we're going deep sea fishing. It's not going to be no shore shit.
Not that bullshit shit.
Where you lose I think on every single occasion that we've gone shore fishing, if I haven't lost at least fucking 60 or 70 pounds worth of tackle,
yeah,
I haven't fucking gone fishing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is fun. We're not going to say who we're going through because they're not paying us.
Not yet.
Nope. but they will eventually. And in honor of that, I just want everybody to know I'm going to be wearing this hat right here because the sun be kicking ass in that.
Yeah, what that bald-ass head.
Well,
Bro, you remember the last time we were on a deep-sea fishing trip?
Yes.
Fucking.
With
which one do you mean?
Okay.
Because the one that we went on really wasn't deep-sea. We were on, like, little, like, inlets and shit. We never went out in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, right. That was the one that we got from
for Father's Day.
Yeah, for Father's Day.
Was it last year? I feel like it was years ago.
2 years ago.
Because last year we just went fishing by ourselves.
Right. Yeah. The scavenger hunt. That's when we did the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, it was scavenger hunt. Yeah. The fishing trip was part of the
right. So it was present. That smaller boat. It was what, two couples, I think? Me and you.
I wouldn't consider us a couple. It was a couple of dudes, but
okay. A couple of dudes and a couple.
Yeah, and then a couple of little stragglers. There was one person that was by himself.
Yeah, we had plenty of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time. The one were you talking about the deep sea one with Ibrahim?
My sister and Louis.
Yeah, that was
miserable.
That was we had free beer.
Yeah, and then I was fucked up, man. I was fucked up. I was hot, bro. I just laid down in the fucking cabin and went back inside and laid down on one of the little benches and went to sleep, bro.
Yo, we got breakfast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we got beer all day. Well, they didn't open the beer till like 10, I think it was.
I don't remember.
And then we got lunch on the way back.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty good. Oh, yeah. And then they gave us that fish.
Yeah, because we didn't catch shit.
We didn't catch shit, right.
I caught a fucking hangover. Fuck, bro. Fucked up.
Good. The public service announcement. If you're going fishing and the sun is blazing on your ass, limit the alcohol.
Yeah. Drink water. Fuck. I was dying.
You had that experience with your cousin. That had to be scary, man. That had to be scary. I don't know that you go out there and not protect yourself.
Well, we didn't know we were going to be out there that long. We got bamboozled. Yeah, my grandfather was like, yeah, we're just going to go on the boat. We're like, bet. We just put some swim trunks on and fucking white beaters on, and we was on the boat forever.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't.
For fucking ever, bro.
And you went with cousin, right? With cousin Nettie?
I went with Nettie. I went with Theo Ray. I went with
That's right. Yeah, they don't fuck around. When they go out there, they go out there.
Bro, we was out there forever. And then they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to go fishing. I'm like, bet. Where's the rods? They jumped in with fucking snorkel with the fucking guys, bro. They're like, this is not fishing.
It is to them. Yo, I had a fucked up experience like that, man, with the fishing and the underwater and shit and snorkeling. And, you know, I had been going with my uncles to the beaches and shit and snorkeling around the shore. And, you know, they kind of prepped me for going, you know, out there. So when we went out there, you know, they have the things that you can look underwater with. You know, they had the long thing and you...
It's like never seen that before.
Okay, so it's like a mask, you know, the mask you go, but they have it on a long piece of wood, so they put it into the water from the boat, and you can look at it, and you can see clearly.
Uh-huh.
So I put it in the water. That shit did not look deep at all. I said, oh, that's 10, 12 feet. I'm good. You know, I jumped in the water. I'm cleaning my mask. I got my flippy things going. I'm a champ, you know. Uh-huh. Put that fucker on. I went down, and I looked. Had to be about 40, 50 feet. That was some scary shit.
I feel like that's what we were in.
Yeah. Oh, when you went with your uncles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You probably.
Because we could see the bottom.
Yeah.
It's just I wasn't getting anywhere near it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No.
But the water was clear as fuck, bro.
No, I was good. I mean, I could go down halfway, two-thirds of the way. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the balls to, like, go. Like, my uncle would go all the way down, and he would go from one rock to another rock, to another rock. Boop, there's a lobster. Pull it out, put it in his fucking bag, and, you know, come back up, put it on the boat. You know, one dive for him was like four dives for me.
For a regular human.
Yeah, fucking Aquaman. But I was down at one point, you know, and I'm down, and my Uncle Tio Cheo and Tio Ray were under with me. I'm sorry, Tio Julio.
Yeah.
And we were underwater, you know, and they're, you know, I could see them kind of over there, and I'm over here. I'm really close to the boat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a chicken shit. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a chicken shit. So I looked at my cousin and my uncle, and Tio Julio's going, and he kind of, so I'm thinking that this is some, you know, means fish.
Yeah,
or
there's
some,
a fish.
You know, so, you know, I do the whole, oh, something behind me. So I look, and maybe it could have been 17 miles away. It felt like he was on my ass. It was a shark. A real, live, honest to goodness, humongous fucking shark. He was huge. That motherfucker could have been 37 feet. It could have been 4 fucking inches. It was a fucking shark coming in my direction, bro. I said, fuck this. I honestly do not remember touching the side of the boat. It was like my flippers turned into wings, and I just swoop, bloop, I was, and my uncle on the boat, Tio Cheo, was like, what's up? Why you look so pale? Shark!
I would have been in Spanish.
Exactly.
Tiburón.
No. Tio, ¿qué pasó con Tio? What's wrong with Tio? Tiburón. And then my uncle comes up. They both come up, and this is the worst fucking part, because they both come up, and they're fucking laughing. They're, like, almost drowned because they were laughing at me because, you know, they carry these long fucking rods. They're not for harpooning. These are, they just dangle.
Yeah.
But they carry them, and then at the end, it has a shotgun shell.
Mm-hmm.
So when they hit the shark with that shit explodes, and the shark is done, you know? But my uncle said that he wouldn't have never wasted a round on it because he said the fucking shark was this fucking big. I was like, fuck you. And I didn't go back in the water.
Oh, I bet.
No.
Shit, but when we were out there, this was, I don't know if this was the first, I think this was the first time I went to Puerto Rico. No, it had to have been the second time because I was by myself.
Okay.
So it was by myself, and I don't know, whatever. So me and Jay, my cousin Jerry, were out there on the boat, and bro, it was just hot. It was beaming. We're chilling, and I just look over, and I'm like, bro, something's wrong with you. I was like, Rick, I don't know what's wrong. I fucking take off my shirt. I put over his head and start pouring fucking water on him. Bro, this guy's having a fucking heat stroke. He's just sitting out in the, there's shade, and he's sitting out in the sun dying on purpose.
But you have to let people know that, you know, cousin Jay is pale.
Oh, yeah, he's not, he don't have none of this.
There's no melatonin in that brother, and nothing. He's very pale.
I think melatonin puts you to sleep.
Oh, yeah, no, melanin.
I'm just, maybe I got my words wrong.
No, melanin, you're right, I'm wrong, Yeah, he's very pale, so a little bit of sun on him, and like most of us, we get a little sun and we get tanned.
Yeah, no, he turns red like a lobster.
Like your hat.
Yeah, probably redder than this. If there's a way to get redder than this, that's where he's at. Yeah, man, but I think that was towards the end of the trip, because before we pulled over, they were pulling up the lobster traps and checking them and putting them back and getting all the lobsters and shit. I got tons of pictures of that shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we jumped in the water. They were like, we're going fishing. I'm like, bet. And they were like, come on, let's go. So what the fuck you mean?
Yeah.
Fucking middle of the ocean. We just jumping in the ocean. And now we don't have the harpoons or nothing. Yeah, so we're just spotting.
Yeah.
So we're like, hey, right there. Boom. And Theo Ray's diving. Skish. Yeah. Yeah. Bro, man, it was the shit, man. We had a blast, and then my cousin almost died. And that was it.
That was the story.
That was it. That's what happened.
Yeah, but just to kind of throw a little pat on the back, our uncle Theo Ray, for like 4 years in a row, was the number one scuba diving champ. Not scuba diving, but free diving, the fishing champ of Puerto Rico. He was.
Well, I could tell. I saw the skills.
Yeah, you would pay $100 to enter into this competition, and it wasn't about a specific fish. It was like, as long as the fish that you caught was edible, right? It counted towards your weight. Mm-hmm. So the most amount of weight, then you got a prize. But then the biggest of a specific fish is, I don't know what the fish is called in Spanish. I think it's called grouper. Mm-hmm. The grouper, in Spanish is called El Capitan. So it's, I mean, you know, those things can go up to 300, 400 pounds. Yeah. Even more. But he caught one in Puerto Rico that was something like 180 pounds off a fucking harpoon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he caught, had the record. I don't know. I don't even know if it's ever been beat. He caught a barracuda that was 48 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
A barracuda, bro.
Those are terrifying.
Yes.
I have a barracuda story.
You do?
Yeah. We can finish with Theo Ray first, but yeah, I got a barracuda story.
He won that. I mean, he had many, many records that he set, mm-hmm. but you know, the dude was, he was a fucking fish. You know, he would go underwater and he wouldn't come back up.
Oh, no, I know.
So he caught a fucking fish. You know?
Yeah, I know. I've seen it firsthand. Like, he all right?
Yeah.
No, he's good. He'll be back. Okay.
Yeah. You done dove, came back up, dove, almost drowned, came back up, and he's still in the fucking water. Yeah. Yep.
I spotted four fish, and he killed them all before I came back up. before he came back up. Like, yep. Fuck!
He was phenomenal, man. I miss him. He was
Rest in peace, man.
Yep. He was a good cat. Good cat. And Theo Julio is actually going to be in Puerto Rico next week.
I got your back because this is a little.
Oh.
There you go.
That hurt my ears.
Sorry. I got your back, bro.
Thank you, bro. But, I've had some experiences with them that I would love to repeat. Others, I don't even want to repeat.
Yeah, I don't remember the first time.
Yeah,
I can imagine, bro.
Yeah, so you said you had a barracuda story?
Yeah, man, we were fishing Ponce Inlet, bro. Remember when we went with Fig? Remember when we eat Fig? Well, before we get to that shit, we could get to how we even got to Ponce Inlet with fishing gear.
Yeah.
Because I went to this store where you buy stuff. It's a very big store, and we purchased some fishing rods and gear and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, and then... when we were done, we talked that shit right back.
Back.
Hey, something's wrong with this shit. Full refund. We rented that shit. For free.
Yeah, I remember that trip. Yep. That was a
He's
cool
like,
trip.
Yo, I don't got a rod. I was like, I got one. And we're going to get you one real quick.
Yep.
So we're out there on the jetty on the rocks. Because this is before they actually put the platform. Because remember, they have a platform out there now. And then there's rocks.
Yep.
This was all rocks. So it was dangerous as fuck. Very savage-like.
Yep, slippery as shit.
Yes, there we go. So we're walking and we're watching the barracuda, like they're swimming all over, but you can see them. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Bro, the waves start picking up. Edwin slides into the fucking water, bro. You remember that shit?
Oh my God.
You remember that shit? He slid into the fucking water, man.
Oh my God.
And now he's fucking freaking the fuck out because he's like, it's going to fucking eat me. It's going to fucking eat me. He's like, get me out. I'm fucking on the rocks trying to balance and get his tall ass out the water.
And the fucking water is hitting the rock. It's making it even slipperier. Yep. There's a current, too, because he was being pulled. Yep. Oh, my God. I remember that shit.
Yeah, man. I almost lost my boy that day.
Yeah, he could have been freaking dinner for them fuckers. Breakfast, actually. Breakfast.
Yeah, it was early as fuck, man.
It was early as fuck, yep. Yeah, that was – I remember – I didn't have another barracuda story because we were in that same jetty years later. This was with – I was with Uncle Saj.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fishing the water side. I was fishing the inlet side. And I had, just for fun and giggles, I bought this barracuda bait.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lure.
Yeah. I know. It's shiny. Got the little shiny things on it, right?
No, it was actually a pink. Yeah, it was shiny, but it was a pink rubbery, looked like a worm.
Yeah, I remember it, yeah.
So I was just having fun. I was just, you know, I knew I wasn't going to catch it. Well, I thought I wasn't going to catch anything. I'm casting and just reeling it in and casting and reeling it in. I cast, and that shit said, whoop. I was like, oh, shit. Oh. And, you know, the just the fucking reaction, just the stupidity of you weren't expecting it. So I fucking pull back, jerk in the water, jerk out the water. So I jerked at the freaking thing, and the fucking rod says, snap. Oh, and then as soon as it snapped, I saw the silver,
the tail.
Oh, man, and I lost it. I lost it. And I also lost the rod, so I was even twice as fucking pissed off.
Yeah, man.
But it was.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, but remember that trip that we had with Uncle Sides?
Oh, man, I killed y'all.
That was ridiculous. So we went to Ponce and Let.
Yeah, we went to the beach. I think the family was on the beach, and we went fishing.
We had rented that one spot. We had a little, remember, we had the weekend in this little one little spot, and they were at the beach, and we went fishing, and we had a cooler that we had taken with drinks. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Saj and I were fishing toward the inlet.
Yeah, I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was a teenager. I was in high school. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Uncle Saj was fishing toward the inlet.
No, you guys were fishing.
You were fishing toward the beach.
I feel like it was the other way around.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
You were fishing toward the beach because Uncle Saj and I, we over here casting and fucking hooks are getting snagged up everywhere. And you can't, and I swear to God, 2 minutes after you cast, I got one. And we're like, oh, shit, you got one. Cool, you know? And you reel it in, nice little whiting, you know? We took it off, put it in the cooler. And I was like, oh, that's cool, you know?
So legal. By the way, guys, we're, he said legal. We fish to eat.
Yep.
That's all I got to say.
Yes. Yes.
That's all I got to say. Any fishermen out there know what the fuck I'm talking about. We fish to eat.
To eat. That's it. So, yeah, but it was legal.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Whatever. But you cast it. We go back to our rods because we just came to check out what you were doing. We go back to our rods. We doing our thing. You fucking cast again. And fucking 2 minutes later, another one. And we're like, wow, he's doing good. And we're still on this side like dumbasses. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you cast.
Bro, again. I was like 3 or 4 in before you guys finally fucking figured it out.
Exactly. All of a sudden, we're looking at each other like, what the fuck are we doing on this side, man? We almost filled that fucking cooler.
Bro, we went in.
Yeah.
We ate very well.
Hell yeah, man. We probably easy 2.5 dozen freaking whitings. And they were good-sized fish, man. They were, that was a good fishing day.
Yeah, man. That was one of those good days because, typically when you go fishing, you don't feel shit. You don't feel a bite. I mean, you feel bites, but not real. It's fucking fake.
A crab on the water grabbing your shit.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. So you're just there, which is a good feeling to be fucking reeling in fish left and right like a goddamn professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fucking do this.
and we would just, first of all, we were probably the only people on there because it would have been 100 other people doing the same thing we were doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it was early in the fucking morning, and it was just cast pull. We hit a school.
But a lot of people weren't even going as far out as we were going, too.
True. True.
Man,
true.
Man, those fucking rocks were fucking skeptical, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. They were very sketch, man. That shit was terrifying, man. I'll never go on that shit again, bro. I will stop at the concrete. Fuck everything.
Yeah, and right before the crazy rocks start, right there, that little spot right there where they make kind of big square, that's a good spot. I mean,
but you got to get there early to get there because everybody wants that spot.
Yeah.
Man, I'm never, ever go on those fucking rocks again.
No, that is.
You know how many lives we almost lost?
Hey, my sister can tell you a story, too, because they went to the beach, and a big old fucking sign talking about the fucking undercurrents and all this other crazy shit, and she decided, well, I'm badass. I'm going to go fucking swimming. That shit caught her ass, drove her from the beach all the way to the rocks. They had to rescue her on the rocks. Mm. That, when they tell you that there's some, what do they call it? Riptides.
Yeah.
That shit ain't no joke. That shit will fuck you up. Yep. But anyway, I have to.
Are you touching that?
I do have to bring one thing to when we were in Germany. My uncle Diore, found this one pay pond. So a pay pond, if you don't know what it is, you go and you fish The pond is stocked, first of all. And these were rainbow trouts.
I don't know what it was.
And brown trouts.
I just know I was really good catching them.
Yeah, I remember the very first one you caught was almost fucking your weight.
Yeah, bro. I had to be like 5 or 6.
Yeah, yeah, you were tiny.
I remember catching the shit, bro.
You were tiny, bro. You were little, and you were freaking really. You were reeling and walking backwards, and reeling and walking backwards.
I got that shit, bro.
You did, but you did. But anyway, so in Germany, the way it works is you go, you catch all the fish you want to catch. Once you catch everything, you go to the dude before you leave. He weighs the fish, and then you pay him.
Yeah, based on the weight.
Based on the weight, you know? Well, there was a lot of times where, you know, we wanted to continue fishing, but he wanted it to go.
Yeah.
You know? So we would, you know, drop him a couple, you know, here's 150 marks, you know? And in his mind, he's like, these motherfuckers will never fish. Catch. 150 marks worth of fish.
Oh.
And we didn't. Because what we would do is once we got tired of fishing and we were getting ready to go, dumbass, before he left, he would feed the fucking fish. And we would go, empty, take out a trash can, take the bag out of the trash can, go on to where they're being fed, drop that motherfucker in like a net, pull about 40 fucking pounds of fish out. And that was our fish. I mean, we would catch fish because you always catch them. I mean, you can't avoid catching them.
In a paid pond like that, it's designed for you to catch fish.
Yeah, and they were huge. It wasn't like you catch small fish. I mean, the 2 to 3 pounders every single time. That was, and it, you know, that's another freaking fishing memory with your Ray, by the way. He was, the first time we went to, I was like, you know, I'm like, no, man, the old dude left.
Yeah.
And he said, no, man, we got plenty of fish. I said, but we can have more. he said, what do you have in mind? I said, well, and Nancy was with us too. Mm-hmm. And what do you have in mind? I said, well, you see that trash can over there with that bag inside of it? Now, imagine if it didn't have the bag inside. What does it look like? And his eyes went, like, it looks just like one of them fishing nets that, you know, the traps that they use, my cousins use over there. He said, oh, so, I said, so get something we can tie that fucker with, we'll throw it in the water. I mean, where they feed
right
them,
there.
You know, so we just threw it and they just popped right back in there and we take 8 or 10, 12 fish and okay, it was a day.
Yeah.
It was fun. And we ate fish for days and days and days.
Yeah, man, that's the best part. That's the absolute best part of fishing.
Yeah, if I mean, catch and release is cool.
I can't do it.
Well, I mean,
I can, but I can't.
Yeah, it hurts my heart. I really does. I mean, if you catch a fish, you want him to do the Crisco Disco.
Yo.
That's the fact.
Bro, here we go. I got a bunch of these. I got catfish stories for your ass right now.
Shoot.
So we'll go to my bachelor party. We already said this story, but bro, you know how many catfish we fucking caught? We caught like 20, 30 catfish.
Easy. Easy.
Easy.
And not small.
No, they were huge.
Yes.
Bro, we were killing it on catfish.
Yes.
But do you remember the camping trip we had on the coast? I don't remember where we were.
Georgia.
We were living in Georgia.
Georgia. We were in Georgia.
We were living in Georgia, mm-hmm. And we left a fucking little bait fish out.
Yes.
And this catfish.
Yes.
The size of this fucking catfish that we caught overnight.
Yes.
That we didn't even know was there. I don't even remember who we were. Yeah. I feel like the guy's name was David.
Yes.
It was?
It was David. Okay. Yes. And the catfish, I mean, we were actually on a military reservation type thing, you know, where you go set up and you camp.
Yeah, we were camping.
Right then. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but guitar. They had one of the guys had a guitar. We had a fire going and shit. Yeah, it was fun. And you're right. We cast. It was actually your rod.
I know.
It was your
rod. That's why I remember. Yeah. I remember my fucking feet. I want my credit, man.
It was actually your rod, and you cast it out there. It was like fucking late as shit.
Yeah, we went to bed.
Yeah, we went to bed next morning.
This catfish was huge.
And people, you know, whenever you tell a fish story, they're gonna be like, oh god. But it was probably between 15 and 18 pounds.
Bro, I'm telling you, I've never seen a catfish that big.
Yeah, it was at least 15, 18 pounds. It was huge. Do you remember how he peeled it?
No.
David, he fucking nailed it to the tree. Oh, remember?
Yeah.
He nailed that fucker to the tree from the head, slit the freaking skin, and just
Yeah,
and
man.
We ate the fuck out that fish.
Fuck yeah. All the bones and all that shit. Everything got ate. Fuck that.
Yeah, yeah, man. That was, man, you were young then too. Shit.
Yes. A membership, bro.
Yeah, you were, we were in Fort Gordon.
I was probably in middle school.
No.
I wasn't that young. I was probably in middle school. Because it was towards the end of your time in Fort Gordon.
Yeah. You're right. That was you know what? I was thinking about that the other day because I was watching a show. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I watched stupid shit on TV.
Yes.
fucker. But I was watching, I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's about fishing and shit. And this dude goes out there and he does the, you know, the fishing, and he catches these phenomenal fucking fish, you know, whatever. But then during his show, he's like, well, there's a different way that they catch catfish around here. You know what I'm saying? And they even have a name for it. I can't remember what it is. But they fucking go into water. They find these caves, these little holes in the fucking water. And they stick their hands in there.
Yeah, I've seen videos like that.
And the fucking fish grabs their hand, and then they pull the fish out.
Yeah, I've seen that before. No.
No. Yeah, no. I was like, no.
No.
No. And the thing is,
I don't want nothing intentionally biting me.
The thing is that you know, in order to kind of entice people, because this is, they you know, you pay to do this in certain ponds. So the girls that are doing this, they're in their freaking
of
little
course.
Tiny.
Of course, like, oh my god,
she's hot. She can do it. I can do it. You know, yeah. Fucking. Oh man.
Bro, that catfish is gonna bite your fucking arm off.
No,
fuck that shit, bro.
No. And what if you put your hand in the one motherfucker and it ain't a catfish? It's something else, a moccasin or some crazy shit. Ugh. No, man.
I don't need those kind of fucking problems.
No.
I remember the first fucking fishing trip when we came to visit. When we came with the Ocheo and we went under the bridge.
Yes. Yes. In Coco.
In Coco, you know, we go to under the expressway or whatever. And we caught all those fucking fish. And the drunk fucking friend that the Ocheo brought with him, this motherfucker let all those motherfuckers go.
Yo. I honestly think, because after that, I didn't see him anymore.
No, I think he died.
No, I think the Ocheo murdered him.
Highly possible, bro. He let all the fish go because he was trying to clean them.
He cleaned the water.
He wanted to clean the water, and he let all the fucking fish go.
Yo, that was a good fishing night, too.
Oh, man. We were killing it, man. Yeah, we were killing it. The face that the Ocheo had was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I think he's dead.
Yeah.
He's not dead. That guy died out of natural causes.
The Ocheo's dead too, so it really doesn't matter. They can't arrest him. Yo, but that dude fucked it. I don't know how he got so fucking drunk so fast.
I think he arrived that way because I picture him because he's Puerto Rican with gray long hair.
What was Angel?
Maybe
that was his name.
That
was his name.
Yeah, he was an asshole. I just remember he was drunk the entire time. He was drunk before we picked him up.
Well, that was Angel, yeah. And
yeah, so.
There was a little bit more than drunk.
I'm sure it was. But
yeah, he was, man, he fucked that.
How high you gotta be to dump fish in water?
Bro.
Like, bro.
Bro, that was so fucked up, man. We had some good fish. The Ocheo was already talking about how he was gonna make them when we got to the house.
Yeah, he was so pumped.
Yeah.
He was so pumped for all the fish that he caught that were released.
Yo, and that was not a purpose catch and release.
No, that was an asshole.
They were fucking done, too. The fish weren't even alive anymore. No. They were just in the water.
He just dropped them.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
Because he wanted to clean the water.
Fuck. Oh, man, I hate that shit. But on catch and release, you know, there are times, depending on, if you go, like, bluefin fishing, you know.
I don't know enough about this shit.
Deep sea, fish are kind of like,
they're huge, and I don't really want them to eat.
Right.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, so they catch them, they weigh them, you win $125,000 if it's the heaviest one. And
I'm all for that.
Throw it back
but
in the water.
If it's like this big.
If the motherfucker get on the hook and I take him out the water, there's a very good possibility.
If I can catch him with my equipment, he going to get eaten, man. That's what it is, bro. I don't got no special shit, man. I got regular ass shit. So if I can catch that fish is going to get ate.
Okay, so here, this is the kind of fisherman we are. We do not carry a tape measure in our fishing box.
What the fuck is a tape?
Yeah. That's for them guys to say, oh my God, if it's only 9 inches, it's got to be 10. this motherfucker is 10 inches.
this I'm eyeballing it, but I see 10 inches.
Yes.
You're like measuring your dick. That motherfucker 10 inches, baby. Well,
I don't know what you're seeing. Hey, man, we don't fuck around. Fish is to be eaten. You know what I'm saying? I mean, other than them fucking rockfish.
Fuck them, man. They're a waste of time, bro.
And bait and fucking gear and everything.
It's
made
me so fucking angry. I just got really angry right now, and we might have to quit this episode. I'm so fucking mad at them.
Oh, man. You remember, like, especially right there in the rocks.
Yeah,
by Ponce
yeah, man. Because the thing is that with the rockfish are in the same spot that the sheephead are.
Yes.
So you're like, bam, I got one of those motherfuckers. Yeah. I actually caught one finally.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Fucking rockfish, man. Constantly, 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 bro.
And it ain't like.
And they're ugly as fuck, bro.
They are.
So ugly.
They look like they should not be on this planet.
They look like.
Like a rock.
They look like they're having very hard, very hard times.
A rock with fucking fins. Yeah, yeah, no. However. The ones that are really poisonous, those tiger shark fish, you know, do you know they're eating them now?
They've been eating them.
Well, I don't know if they've been eating them. In Puerto Rico, now they catch them and they fucking clean them and they fucking eat the things. Which ones I'm talking about, right?
Are you talking about the blowfish ones?
No, not the blowfish.
I know what you're talking about. Those spiny ones.
They got the little spines. Yeah. Tiger shark fish. I don't know what tiger fish or some shit.
No.
They're eating them.
No, I'm just saying no. It's like those are the same ones that they serve in Japan, right?
I don't even know if they serve them
in
Japan.
There is a fish that they serve.
That's the blowfish. The blowfish.
If it's not prepared correctly, you could die.
Yeah, nope.
No, yeah. Why?
Yeah, why? Yeah,
this shit has to be delicious.
It must be.
No, it's not. It's just some shit that rich people's like, I ate some blowfish. And you're like, I'm going to fuck. Nigga, I ate a sandwich. There was zero probability of me dying.
I had a can of tuna, motherfucker. Can of tuna.
Shit. I didn't have to look over my shoulder.
No, but my cousin is catching. But you know they're what do you call that? Invasive species.
I don't know what that means. It sounds very
fucked up.
Sounds like aliens.
Well, kind of. Yeah. So they're not from the general area. They're invasive.
They just come and fuck your shit up and then leave.
And they eat all the fucking other fish and they're fucking horrible.
Yeah.
So they were catching them and just they were allowed to catch them and kill them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't have to eat them. You can use them as bait or whatever.
Chop them up.
I guess some drunk ass Puerto Rican caught a couple of those motherfuckers and said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna try this shit."
Yeah, that motherfucker's name was Angel. Fuck him, man.
I don't know why I fucking know.
Yeah, you do, man. You got some boogies like a motherfucker going on.
That's fucked up, man.
He don't got nothing to blow his nose in. That's gross.
That's fucked up.
You got tissue right here, bro. Right here. Boom. Right here. There you go. You saved your
look,
life.
It's clean, too. I don't want to fucking think people to...
Oh, right in the mic. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You should have just, like, wiped it instead of blowing it.
No, I had to get it out because if not, when I'm going to laugh and then it's going to come out and it's going to hit you in the face.
Yeah, that's it. That's what this is for. Right? That's what it's for. Booger protector.
Booger protector. No, man. You remember, I think, was it you? We were fishing. No, it was the same trip. But I went with Uncle Saj at night to fish.
Mm-hmm.
We were across the street from the ocean, so we decided to go.
Yeah, to walk and do some ocean fishing.
And do some fishing. And you know, we were far enough out that the waves wouldn't catch us.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to have a real heavy weight and whatever have you. So we were out there casting. And you know, we kind of doing a little drinking. And Uncle Saj decides that he's gonna fucking cast the shit out of this motherfucker. He put two big heavy weights on that motherfucker.
That shit's gonna fly.
I'm going to send that shit out there, and he didn't have enough fishing line. That motherfucker said, "Shoot." Oh! You see him at night, yeah. You know, in that area. Because you know, we were like in the Palm Center area.
Yeah, we were in the area.
Yeah, no, fuck, sharks and shit? No, I stayed back here. I'm like, oh, I hope this nigga come out the water. I'll cast a couple of times, see if I can catch him.
I'm trying to catch him.
He came back cussing mad as hell. The fucking, I don't know what happened. I know what happened. You're drunk.
A little less weight on that shit, all right.
Oh, or more line. Either way, it would have worked. You know? Two, man. Oh, that was a lot of fun. You know, and that's one thing about fishing, that it's not always about catching fish.
Yeah, man.
The experience of going out there, chillaxing. The time that we went for my birthday. Remember we went over to Coco?
Yeah, under the bridge again.
No. We were on the bridge. They had the freaking race. Do you remember that?
No.
Come on. They had the what do you call those? Jet skis.
Yes.
And we were on, we went
Yeah, we were on the jetty. Not the pier. We were on the pier.
We were on the pier.
They had the jet ski races.
Yeah, the jet ski race. We didn't catch shit that day either.
We caught a buzz. They had a bar right there.
Hell yeah.
Right there. Just keep them coming.
And that day I came back pretty damn tanned.
Yeah.
Tanned, I was burned.
You were
to a
fucked
crisp.
Up, bro. Yeah. You didn't have a hat, I don't think. You ended up tying a shirt around your head.
All I know is that when I look, I actually have a video that I was looking at myself in the mirror, drunk as shit. Do I look red?
Fuck. I need to see that so I can put it on the next clip, bro.
I gotta put it on the clip. I gotta go do something. I'll be
right back. No, yeah, it's fine. It stopped.
Okay, it stopped.
Jesus Christ, bro.
That shit drives me nuts, man. I can't do it.
Yeah, I saw your whole face explode.
See? I'm going to explode
now. It's fine. Let it go, bro. All right,
fuck it. Yeah, but that was a good trip, too, man, because you came to the house, I don't know, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the fucking morning. I was unawares. That was a good word.
Oh, yeah.
Unawares. Do you remember? And he was like, Dad.
Unbeknownst to you.
Unbeknownst to me.
Oh, I hate that word because somebody I despise used to use that word all the time. Fucking stupid.
Well, I was unawares. And you like, Dad, get up. We're going fishing.
Yep. I had spoke to your lady. Yeah. And I had already had it prepped and planned.
Yeah, but you fucked up because remember the night before, we spent half the fucking night drinking.
That was the plan.
To get up hungover and go fish.
Yes.
Oh, it worked.
You gotta keep the buzz, bro. You know, pregame, bro.
It fucking worked, boy. I was hungover, but we did stop and eat. So
yeah, we had breakfast.
Yeah,
and
we
shit.
Had breakfast and shit. So that kind of calmed it down.
Remember before we went on the last one, we went on the little boat trip. We fucking pounded those fucking Fosters in the car.
Oh yeah.
Fucking 6 a.m. pounding Fosters.
And when you say pounding them, I mean, we weren't like sipping them, like, you know, it's like, oh, shit, we got to go.
It's Australian for fucked up.
That was a good trip, though, man. Anytime you go into water for me, I mean, I'm going to have fun. And now I have my permanent fishing license here in Florida.
Oh, nice.
So I can fish anytime, anywhere, salt water, fresh water.
I don't have mine. How'd you get permanent?
Huh? Because anything over 50%.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So, you know, you just got to you buy your first. Well, I bought my first one.
I bought mine a long time ago, but it was the year one, so.
Well, if you still have that with that one, well, obviously, okay.
Trash.
Yeah, but you could. I mean, you could just call in there and or go to right here.
Yeah,
over there, license place.
I got you. And get you.
They give it to you for free right there on the spot with your picture on it and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't have a picture.
Why not? Because it's old as fuck.
Well, no, because I ordered mine before I knew that you could, that you can get, you know, it for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered it, and now it's just automatically renewed. You know what I'm saying?
Get grandfathered it in.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm excited.
Okay, what we're gonna do is pause. Go do it. Tell you what, you're excited about going fishing?
Yes, man. I'm excited because it's been a while, man.
It has been a minute since we've done anything. I feel like we did it last year, but we didn't do a lot. We didn't go.
I don't remember.
It was the year before we went. Well, it can't be.
No, I think we did go last year for, didn't we go?
I don't think so. I don't remember when I think we did multiple times in 1 year, and it makes it seem like we did it every year.
Well, it's been a while since we've been, so I'm excited. And if we don't catch anything, then I don't want to come back until we do. Or we're stopping at one of the local supermarkets and we're saying we did.
Oh, bro, I got you. Look at this ahi tuna I caught.
already sushi. Yep. Look.
Fresh out of Lake Monroe.
And it's funny because right up the street here, there's a lake on the left-hand side. And I always see this dude. He has like his work van or something, mm-hmm. and he's parked on the side of right there in the in the little grass, and he's out there freaking casting and having his little good old time. I wonder if there's fish in there.
He gonna catch something.
Gotta have. He has to. If you're gonna just, you don't just stop just for.
Nah, he gonna catch something out there.
I don't
herpes.
Know.
That's what he's gonna catch. That shit is not safe, bro. Be fishing in random waters.
No, that's true, though. That's true, because I remember we used to go fishing in Lake Michigan.
Why?
Well, because I was in Chicago. Where the fuck else am I going to go? You know, and my buddy, David,
yeah.
we used to get on a bus, catch one bus straight down Armitage, get off the bus, walk like a half a mile, whatever, and there was the place where most people fished.
Mm-hmm.
So we would, first of all, we would get up on a Saturday, 5:30 in the morning, be on the bus by 6.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't fucking pay us to do that shit Monday through Friday. Right, go to school.
Hell no.
But we were wide awake and ready to go. Get there early. Fucking, and man, we used to catch some tarps. Mm-hmm. Not tarps. Carps.
Carps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big ass fucking carps like this big.
You can't eat those though, can you?
Hell no. Even if you could, I could have caught a fucking tuna out of there. The way that water looked, there was no way I was going to eat it, you know?
But won't people like swim in it?
In the lake area. We weren't in the, because you couldn't fish over there. There's only a certain area where you could fish. And this area, I think, is where all the tubes for the shit for the city comes out of.
Yeah.
That's where it was you were fishing. I mean, it didn't smell bad or anything, but the water just didn't look very good looking.
I understand.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible.
No, I get it.
But my buddy David caught a freaking carp, probably weighed about 15 pounds. He was excited. He brought that shit in. We looked at it. The scales were about this big, about the size of a quarter on there. And it looked like, you could eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that, bro.
But
that's just like looking at pussy, bro. You could. If you can good eat it, then you shouldn't. Fuck that, bro.
Well, we did it. Obviously, But we were sad, what I'm saying? Because that's one of those situations where it's catch and release, but not because you want to, but because you have to.
Because you want to.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, and we threw those shit back. We caught, we caught some nice looking something else. I think it was probably a trout, probably maybe, mm-hmm. or maybe a bass. I don't remember. I was,
You ever caught any Canadians? just wondering.
That saying this story just reminded me of something that I have to bring up. I went fishing when I was in Puerto Rico. I was about 14 years old. I went with my uncle Mayagüe. That's his name. Well, his nickname.
Oh, and his nickname is the city.
Right.
Nice.
Right. Everybody in the fucking city knew him. So, and then my other uncle Conejo, Tio Luis. They call him Rabbit. Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Bad bunny.
Yeah. So. We went night fishing, mm-hmm. and these guys are sailors. You mm-hmm. know, they go out there. They this star, that star. Oh, they see that light? That's the city of so and so. Okay, this is where we're gonna fish, and they know exactly where to go. And so we're out there, man, and we're casting and we're pulling them in. We're pulling them in. Nice weight, good fish. And then we're drinking chichaitos.
I don't know those
little fucks.
Okay,
so we're having little fucks, and. Okay, Little Fox is a shot of rum and a shot of anise.
If you don't know what it is, just go back to the episode where we talk about Dad's Puerto Rico trip.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll explain everything.
Yeah, Little Fox, they're dangerous. So we're sitting there having Little Fox, and out of freaking nowhere, this storm just I mean, rain, no wind, mm-hmm. just rain, rain, rain. Okay, so my uncle Mayagüez, he doesn't believe in God. Mm-hmm. So he was straight up atheist. So those people who do believe in God, you know, and are hanging out with him, and he gets angry, you feel like God is going to swat you like a fly because of the shit that comes out of his mouth, you know? So he tells my uncle, Tio Luis, you know, just, we got a good catch, you know, just start the boat, let's go back. The boat won't start. My uncle goes over there, Tio Mayagüez goes over there, he grabs it, nothing. Raining hard. Now the wind starts to pick up. The boat's doing this shit.
Fuck that.
I'm already in a state of semi-panic, but I'm 14 and I've had about 6 of these chicharitos. I'm pretty fucked up. You know what I'm saying? My uncle stands in the bow. This is the front?
Yes.
Okay, so he stands in the bow of the freaking boat, like literally standing like he's fucking the sea god or something, Neptune. And he says, me cago en la crica de la madre del cabrón que me haga creer en Dios. And I sunk into the boat. I was like, oh, shit.
For anybody that doesn't speak Spanish, it wasn't good.
Yeah, it was. He says something about the mother of whoever, and he mentions some certain parts of the mother of whoever made him believe in God. And then he starts talking to God, like, personally, like, really bad. Really bad. The storm did not scare me. The rain did not scare me. The motor not starting didn't scare me. The words coming out of his mouth, I was so scared. I was like, God is going to kill us. We're going to die. And it got nothing to do with the weather. He's going to kill us because of it. And my uncle, Tio Luis, he's over there trying to start the boat, laughing his ass off. He's not laughing at the shit that my uncle's saying. He's laughing, looking at me.
Your reaction?
I am just crawling. I'm trying to hide. I'm trying to go into the cooler with the fish. I do not want to be around this man. When lightning strikes, I want to be as far away from him as I can be. Oh, my God. That was so fucked up. The boat finally, the motor started. We probably went, maybe drove the boat maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Storm passed us, stopped, fished for another couple hours, got back, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. At this time, there's people already getting ready to come out fishing.
Yeah.
You know, so we stop, we get in there, and there's also people there waiting to buy fish.
Right.
We sold a cooler and a half worth of fish, still had another cooler worth of fish. You know, everybody got fish. You know, we got in there. And then my uncle, Mayagüez, while these guys are starting to go to fish and stuff, he's talking about me, how the things that he was saying about God. That's how bad it was. I don't even want to repeat them, right? But the guys that were going out, as they were getting on the boat, they were doing all this. They were fucking scared too, bro. I was like, I never went fishing with him again. Ever.
I wouldn't do much of anything with him again.
No, he was great person, everything. And he was, by the way, a captain, an actual captain for the Laboratory of Fishing of Puerto Rico.
Oh.
He had fish in his house that, you know, in formaldehyde and whatnot, that were, you know, fathoms, miles down on the water. That's the kind of fishing that they did for the laboratory. Yeah. And they caught some fucking shit with eyeballs on the top.
Weird shit.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Can't eat that.
So he was a captain, you know, a real deal captain, but I would not go back on a boat with him to save my damn life. That was one hell of a trip, man. And, you know, good people, but no. Don't be doing that cussing shit when you're out in the middle of the ocean. You can't see land. Never. Never. Anyway.
Thanks. Wow.
What you up to, man?
Nothing. That story took forever.
It was a long story, but it was fun. I mean, not fun. It was funny for me. And not funny. Not funny. Scary. No. Scary. More scary than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut that story out this whole podcast.
Damn.
I'll make this podcast 10 minutes shorter so people don't have to fucking listen to that.
Actually, it was 4 minutes long because I saw this. It was 4:40. So it was
I'm just saying how long I will, how much I will go for to ruin that story. It's like, nah.
I'm wearing this. I already said it, so I'm wearing this when we go.
Yeah, I got my magic camo hat that I typically wear, so I gotta find it. But
yeah, I'm gonna take the rods out tomorrow, get them cleaned up, get them, you know. I'm actually gonna take out all of the line in there because it's so old. I'm just gonna take it all out and put some fresh line in there. I have 2 fresh rolls.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Nah, dude.
Cool. I mean, just whatever you gotta do. I'm just gonna be at the crib.
Yeah, I know.
At the crib.
Yeah, I know. And actually, I think I have frozen bait in the freezer.
That's gross.
Why?
Because that's what the rest of your food.
No, dude, it's bagged up properly and put away
fuck
properly.
That. Mm-mm.
Look,
no.
And it's in the refrigerator outside. Not
okay. Still gross. Now I'm never gonna drink anything out of that refrigerator. Thank you. Disgusting.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's fine. And I have all the tackle. I'm pretty set. We're set when it comes to the gear. We're set.
So in tradition of what we do for most fishing trips the night before, I'm supposed to invite you to go out on Friday night.
Okay.
So it's up to you.
No, fuck. If it's a tradition, we got to do it. Yeah. We got to do it, Because this, okay, so just so you know, fishing is a blast. Fishing with a hangover, not so much.
No.
Not so much. So I will be drinking gallons of water, like, as soon as I get up.
Whatever, bro. Quit your bitching. And start fishing.
I can't wait. I really am excited. I wanna do. Oh wait, do you know the location?
What location?
The ocean.
No, we're fucking going
in the ocean.
Yeah, we're going in the ocean. Fuck, I don't know. Fucking longitude 17, fucking latitude 37.
See,
that's in
meters.
There's no meters. It's minutes.
I don't know. Whatever.
Minutes and seconds for longitude and latitude.
You're the seaman. I don't know anything about that, bro. You know? So.
I see you're trying to stretch, man, but you're struggling.
Yeah, bro.
You're struggling. You don't got nothing else on that paper to talk about?
Manuel Labor.
You don't have nothing else. You let all that paper. But the whole point of that paper was so that you didn't have to stop and talk about it.
Yeah,
but you keep doing that. You keep turning.
Yeah, well, okay.
Because it should be here so you could just look down.
Yeah, I know, but shut up. Okay, so one last real quick thing with my cousin Neri. You went fishing with him.
Yes.
So and you know he does the fishing traps.
Yeah, traps and the harpoons.
Right, but he does the traps and they go underwater and then so he has a shitload of them set out and then he goes every day and he picks a couple from different locations. Mm-hmm. Every trip that I go to Puerto Rico, I go out with him and we go pick up 6 or 7 of these and you know come back and that's how he makes his living. Well. 8-9 years ago, one of my trips long ago, that fucker didn't have a winch.
Oh, shit. You had to lift that shit?
By hand.
That's when I went. We had to do hand.
You were lifting it by hand?
We had to do hand.
Nick, please. Yes.
Yeah, he didn't have a winch. We were doing it by hand.
That shit ain't no joke. He used to do that by himself.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, bro.
I remember
that shit's deep down there.
Yeah, yeah. It's typically you're looking at probably 100 feet.
Yeah.
At least.
Deep.
At least. Because you can see the rope as you're pulling it in, you know? So we I'm in the boat with him and we going out and we're gonna go get you a couple of them and we pull in the first one and I'm, you know, pumped up. Yes, let's do this. Pop up. We pull it up. Couple of lobsters. Couple of this.
Yeah.
You know, go to the second one. Yeah, 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 no problem. Boom, boom. Man, time we hit that third one, I'm sitting back. Man. I'm drinking beer. I'm like, yo, I'm on vacation.
What the fuck you got me doing out here?
Fuck that. But the winch is cool. With that shit, man, it's no joke.
That was bad.
Yeah. So you did get to experience that.
Yeah, I did all that. I did all that, and then we jumped in. The only thing I didn't do was harpoon a fish.
Right.
Yeah, but actually, yeah, we ended up, like, stripping down to our boxers to get in the water because we didn't want to, because we didn't have swim trunks. We had, like, regular clothes.
Yeah.
So we ended up stripping down the boxers and jumping in the water in the fucking middle of the ocean.
That's the one picture where you had that big giant ass lobster.
Yeah, because I was in regular clothes. I don't even think we were supposed to go on the boat that day. And then we drove to Mayagüez, and they were about to go out. They're like, and they, we jumped on the boat.
That's how it happened. Yeah. And that's usually the most fun. That's usually the most fun. I've had that experience a couple times. Once before.
And that was during the NBA finals, when the finals were here in Orlando that year. I didn't. The one game I was supposed to go to, I didn't go because I left and went to Puerto Rico instead. It was cool because we lost.
I had one time. This is before I even retired from the Army. Mr. Vieira, I was in Puerto Rico. I was on vacation. Mm-hmm. He met up with me to hang out my side of Puerto Rico. I say my side like I own the fucking island. But he came over there and we're with father. We're hanging out. We're having a beer at a restaurant. And all of a sudden, my father says, "Hey, that's your uncle on the boat." And we're looking, and you know, big at that time they had the sailboat.
Yeah.
And my uncle pulls the fucking boat up. He's pulling the boat over to get a couple of cases of beer and stuff, and you know, says, "Hey, you guys want to go to Mayagüez on the boat?" My boy had never been lived in Puerto Rico all his life. Never been on a boat like that. Never done anything like that. Man, we got on this freaking boat, man, and you know, it's my uncle and a couple of buddies and whatnot. And now they just done stopped and got two cases of beer.
Yeah. It's a party now.
Yeah, and a gancho of Ron Rico from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's a party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
That's why we need a boat, man.
Yeah.
Uriel said we need to go on a guy's trip on a boat again.
Yeah, he says that all the time. He never invites us.
I've only got one invite, and it was not a good look for me.
Yeah, he doesn't. he doesn't invite me at all. He's like, "I'm not taking that old fucker on my boat." Shit.
Yeah, you know? So we gotta link up and get on a boat.
Absolutely.
And do some fishing and shit, bro.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I got the gear. All he has to do is just put in the boat.
Yeah.
I'll pitch in for beer and gas.
Oh, I got $6 on gas.
I got $6, $12 in gas. That'll Boom. Get us. That'll get us at least. Out of the port.
I was going to say.
off the bridge.
Off of the fucking ramp. Off of the fucking trailer. Right. Boom, we made it.
$12 right there. Those fuckers are expensive to fill up, man.
Yeah, man. Well, I guess we can wrap this shit up.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for this weekend, man. It's gonna be a good one, man.
You think you're going to be able to put this out before you go fishing?
I'm depending on what I do tonight. Might be able to get it done tonight.
Awesome. Awesome.
There's all those different camera angles and shit that be fucking me up, man. It should take forever. One camera, I'm good. I can do this shit up real quick.
Yeah, especially now with the USB poop ticket going.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So remember to say it again. Wait.
No, you do it.
Follow, share, click.
Fuck, everything. Just whatever he's saying, don't do. Fuck.
Wait. Follow, subscribe.
Like. Subscribe.
Live, subscribe, follow, share.
Share.
Like, subscribe, follow, share. Yeah, do that. We appreciate it.
Comment,
yeah, we appreciate it.
Because he likes the comments because he doesn't read them.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
When's the last comment you read?
Jay.
No. See, that's YouTube, bro. You got to.
What?
Where's the other comments, bro? We get comments on Facebook and Instagram all the time. You don't say nothing?
On Facebook, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I'm actually going to shut your access down to Facebook after the shit you posted the other day.
Hey, man. I was frustrated, bro.
Yeah, you're frustrated on your fucking page. Don't frustrate on my Pops and Rick page, bro.
Man, I was frustrated. I don't give a fuck if you're putting no fucking filters on your shit. Anyway.
Oh, this was the best part is that I had just took a picture with a filter with my kid. So, fuck you.
See, but no, but with your kid is different.
Why is it different? Why is
a
it different?
Grown-ass man.
It's a filter. It's funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Man, fuck that. Not funny.
You got to get all your homophobia, bro.
No fucking homophobia.
That is absolutely homophobia.
No, bro.
A grown-ass man can't take pictures?
Yes, they can.
A grown-ass man can't take pictures. With a filter on it?
Correct.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
Why?
You can get fucking glasses on with the clown.
Just because you can't see and you gotta hold the shit up here and it fucks up the filter on you doesn't mean that you can't let other people do the shit.
I'm Pops.
No, I ain't ready. I ain't ready. You ain't gonna just shut this shit all on me. Nice try.
Yeah, fuck that. You start some shit with me, bro. Tell fucking on our show here. Well, you know what? I did get not a comment, but or anything like that. But some of the folks from Louisiana that are watching our podcast now, They're like, yo, you two motherfuckers are funny. And I was like, no, we're not. We're just having fun, you know.
Yeah.
And we're just having fun. We're doing our, you know, our thing. And one of the shooters, I call him a shooter because he's scary. to Tim, he knows who he is. Tim is like, man, you guys, your conversations remind me of my dad because him and his dad are cool, you know. Yeah. I'm like, that's the main objective.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, that's the main objective. You know, if it's just have a little fun. You know, like today, Manuel Labor kicked my ass. This has relaxed me a little bit. Going to have me a little drink now.
Oh, shout out to everybody down by the Amway Center that got rained on. I'm not going to say who, but all y'all motherfuckers down there.
It rained.
Oh, it stormed. The fucking Amway Center put a fucking notice out. If you're outside, please seek shelter. But you can't come in here. So fuck all of them.
Yo, that's hilarious because I told you everywhere I went, everybody talked about it rained. Yep. Wherever we went, it was dry.
Nice. Yes. Good for you, bro.
Good day. Good day.
Good day for you.
Yeah.
I was, I was good. I was inside. I seeked shelter.
I think one of the funniest things today was temperature in Orlando, 80 degrees. IQ has dropped 10 points.
You've already told me that, so I'm not laughing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I told you that. You know how I forget shit.
All the time.
Pops, you're not ready yet?
I'm ready. Do it again.
I'm Pops.
And I'm Rick. Rick.
Hey, thank you for
coming.
We're
talking shit. Put those fingers down. Stop being weird. Turn the shit off, bro.
I